Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Then we go with a friend, here we both win.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Sexy Unique Podcast. I'm your host, Lara. You know that. And today I'm here with Caitlin Cahill, aka Bob's Discount Furniture, aka a huge pump head.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
I'm so excited.
I guess for the finale, it was like a very exciting episode.
I was enthralled.
Yeah. What's your like vibe on this season? Have you felt betrayed?
Yes, I have felt betrayed. There's been a lot of ups and downs. It was not the most exciting season. Mm-hmm. I mean, I started watching Vanderpump Rules in late November. Yes.
Oh my God. And so you... You're like 4 months in, 5 months in to like a whole new world.
Yes. So I was going through kind of a dark time this past fall in my life, and
perfect.
I don't know why I resisted watching for so many years, but you know, in my darkest hour, I was reaching out for a hand, and the hand ended up being Vanderpump Rules. But yeah, so I powered through 6 seasons, mm-hmm. and then it's kind of embarrassing.
No, but, that's like the best way to do it. I'm jealous of you getting that experience, mm-hmm. because there is nothing like it's like losing your Pump Rules virginity.
Yeah.
And that switch over where you're like, wow, this is the best show I've ever seen.
Yes.
You only get that once.
Exactly.
When was the tipping point for you? Like, did you start, like, what, describe the experience?
So I started watching it. I had seen randomly a couple episodes with some friends and I wasn't super into it. But then I, on my own, I was like, I'm just going to give this a shot. And immediately, almost, I think, like, Laura Lee was like a huge, yeah. huge entryway into my obsession. But yeah, so I immediately became obsessed, and here I am.
I love it. And we also need to talk about the Randall and Fofty drama,
yes,
a little,
yes.
bit. Mm-hmm. That was short-lived, mm-hmm. but an exciting roller coaster. Mm-hmm. Fofty got his money.
He did.
And wait, did Lala delete all her photos of Randall from her Instagram?
Oh, I don't know.
Someone was saying that she did. I guess we should check.
Yeah. I'm also upset that Fofty deleted all of his posts because I mean, I was loving them.
Yeah, they were really good.
But I mean, the beef was squashed. He got his money, so.
Yeah, a deal's a deal. I really love and appreciate Fofty's technique when it comes to getting money. Like, I feel like more freelancers should do that to, like, their contract employers.
Put them on blast.
Put them on fucking blast. Mm-hmm. Embarrass them until you get that, like, $750. Mm-hmm. It's like,
it works.
It's a really, really effective, like, people take note. I love when, my favorite was that he was like, all right, I got it. Like, it's over. Nothing but love.
And, I mean, Lala said some very problematic things.
Lala's fucking crazy. If you come for her on the gram, she cannot control herself.
No.
What else did she say? Because she commented, I was at a wedding over the weekend, so I was not like in real time keeping up with everything. Like, I think I really was able to like do my full research late Saturday night, but by that time, most of the drama had already gone down. And then, like, I think Lala had commented three separate times, but then had deleted comments.
I was also away this past weekend, but I kind of dropped everything and followed along. But, you know, she said things like she was calling him a woman for watching Bravo.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not, I mean, that's
yeah, you can't say that. No.
Like, men watch Bravo.
Yeah.
Among other things.
I'm looking through her Insta now, and it does look like Randall has been deleted.
Oh, wow.
Also, her profile picture is just a black circle.
Very dramatic.
She's making so many statements. I think Lala is fully about to like skyrocket off the planet with craziness.
Yes, I agree.
Like, she's not well.
She's not been my favorite this season.
Which is upsetting because I like stand hardcore for Lala in the past. Yeah, there's no Randall on the gram.
Interesting.
Damn.
I wonder what's going on.
I know. I feel like a thing like that would really fuck with their relationship. Because also, and it also made me think that Randall doesn't actually have that much money.
I've been thinking that for a while.
Yeah. I feel like that's been the rumor kind of brewing. And if you're asking for $1 million loan, you probably shouldn't be like flying a private jet to
Vegas.
He's
a big poker player. I think he's in debt to a lot of different people.
Wow.
Yeah.
What if Randall gets killed? I would need someone to produce. I would need like John Travolta to play Randall in the biopic.
I would love that. Yeah.
And Lala could just play herself.
Lala could play herself.
She would play herself.
She has acting experience.
Lala would probably be really excited if Randall was killed because it would give her the acting opportunity of a lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, you know, the person that really deserves an Academy Award is Sheena.
Oh, yeah.
For her performance in this week's episode.
I am obsessed with Sheena, I think, this season.
Yeah.
Like, she has to be in the show always.
Yeah, she is the breakout star. Like, even if her relationship with Adam is fake, which it seems like it is, she still is giving, like, the best TV.
And the weird, I think that she's, like, serious about the way that she's acting. Because she's not, I don't think she's smart enough to be, like, kind of putting on this front.
No, she's like a method actress.
Yeah.
I think like she kind of had to get drunk to access emotion.
Yes, yes.
But it worked. And I'm like, I don't give a shit if it's real or if it's fake, as long as I'm getting whatever this is, like bring it the fuck on. And like, I feel like a lot of their storylines this season have been produced or faked.
Yeah.
But Sheena gives that special Sheena Shea flair. And that takes like, that's talent.
Yeah. It's interesting, like, throughout the seven seasons now that I've watched in like 5 months, you go through so many, like, hating someone like 1 minute, and then a couple episodes later you love them. And it's been very up and down, but I've always kind of had an affinity for Sheena.
Yeah. I feel like the only time I really reached like a hatred level was at the end of the season where she and Mike got divorced and then she was like fixing her makeup during the thing.
The like, reunion.
Yeah. And I feel like that divorce scene, because the season ended, but then it was like 3 months later and she comes over to Lisa's house and she was dressed like Kim Kardashian. And I was like, oh, she's turned. But like, it's worked. It's been for the best.
Yeah. Yeah. That was not her best moment with the whole Mike thing, but
R.I.P. Mike Shay.
R.I.P. Yeah.
Someone had to fall on the sword so that Vanderpump could live on.
Yes.
Let's get into this week's episode.
Okay.
It begins with a very Hills-esque opening.
I noticed that.
Right?
Yes.
It's something about like the light.
The lighting, there were lots of like flowers, the music. It did feel very Hills-esque.
Mm-hmm. And then like Jax and Brittany getting out of a shiny Escalade with like sun flares like kind of on them.
Yes.
I was like, wow, we've really upgraded.
Very high production quality.
The engagement party theme is Enchanted Forest and Brittany has done a lot to prepare.
Yes. She brought her own box of
mirrors.
Of stuff. Yeah, mirrors. She was like, at the event planner, she was like, can you just like place these around? I was like, what is this?
She's like, I feel like they're really on theme. And she like hands her a mirror. Mm-hmm. It's like, can you just place this in the bathroom? Because that's where this will be best served.
Yeah. Bizarre.
I really love like the thought of her going to Michael's and just like picking out her Enchanted Forest accessories.
She went to like Home Goods, got inspiration, and then went to Michael's and kind of recreated it.
Yeah, like someone had found those roses online, and I don't know if this, like, I don't know if she really did drop this much money on them, but someone had sent me a screenshot that they were like $320.
Oh my God.
Per rose.
What?
Of the Enchanted Rose in the Beauty and the Beast Rose. Yeah. If she spent that much money on those, I'm shook.
Do you think Bravo is paying for any of this?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because
why would Jax be so angry about everything?
It's weird. Like, I think that their price points right now for like what they can kind of like frivolously spend on is in like the $15,000 to $20,000 range, because like Tom Sandoval bought that motorcycle for like, you know, 17-18 grand. This engagement party costs like 14 grand. Stassi in her book says she like gives you a behind the scenes of how she got her outfit of the day. And it turns out she had to pay 17 grand to like get that day.
What?
It's not like you just get to like declare a day. So I don't know what that says on like a more macro scale about like their net worth, but
they have money,
but they only have so much money, but they still have more money than me.
Yes.
So
same.
Yeah.
Me as well. which angers me, but
yeah,
I'm working past that.
I know. It's a lot. It's like it's a good therapy topic.
Yes.
But it's also like you can kind of track. I need someone to like crunch the numbers and really give me like an estimate or just like tell me what it means if you can throw, you know, 15 to 20K away on something as meaningless as a engagement party, motorcycle, or a holiday dedicated to a hashtag.
I can't with that. Like, that's not hers. She didn't come up with that.
I know, but now it is forever. Ugh. She spent $17,000 to make sure that anytime you hashtag that thing, it somehow relates back to her and her journey.
She's smart.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Brittany, I have in my notes, I just wrote, like, it is actually enchanted that they managed to get engaged and, like, live through season 6.
Yeah. It's dark. I can't. And Jax is, like, not happy when they're, like, walking down into the party. He's like, I'm stressed. I'm great. Here's your money.
He gives that envelope to the flower lady
and gives her a kiss
and then kisses her. But she also is like touched by an angel because she's staring off like into the distance. There is something weird about her. She's like in a daze.
Yeah, it's all very strange.
She goes, thank you.
The delusional enchanted forest.
Yeah. So they spent like $3,000 on flowers. I guess they have like the flower wall.
Yes.
That's like kind of a chic thing to have.
It looked pretty.
It looked pretty. It was not like my choice of flower vibe, but like props to them for it being real.
Right.
And not just like a plastic flower wall. Mm-hmm. I just think like, I think it's Kristen that said it when she comes into the, like when they arrive at the party and she's like, it's so much better looking in person.
Love Kristen.
Everyone's getting ready for the party and Lala's wearing a Gucci headpiece.
I believe, as Kristen says, it's boho fucking chic headpiece.
It's like boho fucking chic.
And it's not boho chic.
It's boho.
It's Gucci and it's like rhinestones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't love that headpiece, but.
Me neither. It was not my favorite look.
No.
Also, like, how much do those headpiece cost?
I actually Googled it and I couldn't find that particular headpiece.
Okay.
So I'm not sure.
That's like something you have to go in store.
I think so, yeah. Probably a couple grand at least.
Yeah. It's just like not what I would spend a couple grand on.
No. It didn't look good.
No. Whenever Lala wears a headpiece, I just would love to like stop her, delicately remove it, and then like return it.
Yeah. She looks best when she's not overdoing it, I think.
Yeah. Like when she was in that jumpsuit and like came into Tom Tom to talk to Lisa.
Oh my God, she looked amazing.
Yeah. And just like very natural and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like she just needs a facial and exfoliation.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, no headpieces.
No headpiece.
Nothing on her head except just her head.
Yeah, and Sheena looked not great in that scene either.
Sheena, I think Sheena's wasted this entire episode.
Yeah.
She's slurring.
Yeah, she was drinking.
She's drinking. They're all, like, binge drinking to prepare to get on a party bus where they would drink more to then get to a party where they would drink more.
I think it's because there was no alcohol at the party. Because remember they had, like, little nips and, like,
oh, yeah, they had beer and wine only. Yeah. I love that, like, Jax, he had to draw the budget line at, like, we're not going to pay extra for a full bar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to go beer and wine only. And I just know, like, him and all his friends just snuck tequila in there.
Yeah. It's gross.
Classic Vanderpump.
And then they ask, Kristen and Sheena ask Lala again. They're like, do you want like a drink? She's like, no, not drinking. Like they don't understand the concept.
Yeah. They're like, so when are you going to drink? And she's like, I'm trying to never drink again. And they're like, huh.
Very Vanderpump of them.
Yeah, when Lala also, when she pulls up her headpiece, Sheena goes, wait, that's like dope.
It's not dope. It's very much not dope.
Nor boho fucking chic. No. I need Kristen to make a Veggieholic t-shirt that says boho fucking chic.
Her James May, like I feel
James May.
That should be a James May shirt.
Yeah.
I feel like it probably already exists.
I'm also sad because Kristen had a James May shirt that said Veggieholic on it and then she discontinued it because Veggieholic is no longer.
Veggieholic was her blog.
Her vegetable blog about like vegetarian cooking.
Okay. I didn't even know that she was so into cooking.
Oh, yeah.
As to make a blog about it.
She was blogging. Carter was the photographer for the blog. I love any of them, like, trying to blog has been very unsuccessful.
Yes.
But really fun to watch.
Yes. I was actually on Katie's, what is it called?
Pucker and Pout.
I was on it a couple of weeks ago watching, like, her old tutorials.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not great.
What did you watch?
I watched her, like, she has one about, like, how to contour your face, which I think that she is good at makeup. It's just, you have to, like, she's not great at, like, kind of relaying that in the videos.
Like communication is not her strong suit. Yes, shocker. Yes.
But yeah, it's not that blog. It also hasn't been updated in a very long time.
Yeah, it's been like dormant for 6 months now. I love like them launching something that requires like day-to-day work, mm-hmm. that's not just like you show up, look hot, and fight with someone.
Yeah,
like they can't,
there's no work ethic.
No, I mean, I think Sandoval's a hard worker, mm-hmm. and he cares, but when it comes to like putting pen to paper, they just shank continually.
Yeah.
And Stassi did, like, I am sad that she stopped updating her style blog, because this is probably pre you watching Vanderpump.
Everything is pre me.
Everything is pre you. But she had a blog called Style by Stassi, where she fully tried to launch like her own, it was when she moved to New York.
Oh yeah,
with Patrick. Yeah. And then she had Style by Stassi, and that was actually amazing. And she would update it like pretty often, and the captions were like, her captions were incredible.
Was it like she was styling herself?
Or? Yeah, she would style herself and just like wear Chanel purses and like do photo shoots. Like she'd go to like Fashion Week, but she's not invited to like actual like fashion shows that anyone would know.
It was like the one-off ones.
Yeah, she's like, I'm here at like the Mars Couch fashion show. And like she'd have like a Chanel purse and like Chanel flats, but like talk a lot about her day and like how she put her outfit together. And it was really incredible.
Wow. And that doesn't even exist anymore.
I don't think those are archived on her current website. I don't know. I have not spent a lot of time on her website. Okay. But
and what about Veggieholic?
No, Veggieholic is gone. Like it's not even like a website anymore. Like I think you go to the website and it shows you like a roadrunner, like this site is nothing or something.
Damn.
Not even like a landing page.
It's a damn shame.
I know.
Oh.
R.I.P. Katie and Schwartz are getting ready, and Katie's wearing a very, like, it's cute from the front, like, mm-hmm. one angle, mm-hmm. but on the sides, it's just like, your tits are literally falling out of this.
It's not a great side boob dress.
No. And at one point in the party, it shows her and Tom dancing, it had to blur out her nipple.
I know, I saw that. Oh my god, she's also doing her makeup in like the tiniest compact mirror.
Yeah,
it's just bizarre.
I know, they never show them in the bathroom at their place. I think maybe because it's too much of like a squeeze to like get a camera crew in there.
Maybe.
Yeah, they haven't really showed their bedroom this season.
No.
I think that's like where, because their apartment is a hoarder's den, and I think the bedroom is where like everything else gets pushed. So maybe they have like a no filming in the bedroom law. Yeah.
It's a law.
It's a law with them. And Katie, Tom like comes out with that onesie. Ugh. And then he like fully
says the meanest thing to her.
Like their relationship is psychotic.
It's very dark.
He's
like, what is happening?
He goes, I can't picture you pregnant. I feel like you're going to be a monster of a human. And then it's like,
and then it cuts to her and she's like,
yeah, like, what the fuck?
If your partner says that to you, I don't even know. Like, that's not good.
He said that as like an affectionate observation.
Oh my God.
And like, that's like their love language,
mm-hmm.
is like insulting each other and saying things, mm-hmm. like that you would only say in
really
your
mean things,
yeah, in your worst relationship, mm-hmm. moments.
Yeah.
And it's just like glazed over and a lol.
Yeah. I mean, I laughed.
I mean, I was happy about it, but I'm just continually darked out by them.
Very. Yeah. Me as well.
I don't think they're gonna get pregnant.
I think that they are.
Really?
I think they're gonna try. I mean, yeah, I think they will.
Do you think like all the cast is going to try and have babies at the same exact time?
Yes. Except not Ariana. Ariana.
Yeah. Ariana and Tom are on their own journey.
And Sheena's also on her own journey.
Yeah. Thank God.
Stassi, Brittany, Katie, I think will. I want Kristen to be on her own journey. I think she's going to be feeling very left out.
Yeah. I need her to break up with Carter.
Oh, God. such a dud.
He's the worst.
Yeah.
He brings nothing to the table.
No.
And like,
I don't even notice him.
He's like, actually, he could be a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
And he controls our queen, and she can't do what she's meant to do.
Yes, exactly.
She can't live her truth.
I need them to break up, too.
Yeah.
Are they still together?
I think so.
Okay.
People were, like, not knowing whether or not they were, like, earlier in the season, or, like, earlier in the season when they were, like, fighting. Mm-hmm. And then she went on Watch What Happens Live, and I think Andy asked her, and she gave a very vague answer. I mean, I hope that they're broken up. I hope that we find out in the reunion that Kristen's like single and ready to mingle.
I need that.
Because I don't see them getting engaged.
I hope not.
Yeah, but like,
I do think the other three are going to try to get pregnant at the same time. And I don't really want to watch that.
No, I mean, I don't. I feel my gut tells me that Katie and Tom won't, because I just don't think that their relationship can sustain that. And I think they know that their relationship can't sustain that.
I hope you're right.
Like, it just it seemed like that would be truly so misguided that we would need to like 51-50.
I think they are so misguided, though. And I think that they think that that's what you do after a couple years of marriage.
Yeah.
Even if they know that they shouldn't.
Or they're like, if your friends are having babies, it's time for you to just like hop on board.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to ruin that child's life.
It's not. I don't want to watch that.
Like their baby.
I do think Katie will be a monster when she's pregnant.
Oh, without a doubt. Her hormones like raging.
This is so scary.
She's going to kill someone.
Yeah.
But like having a kid like grow up to witness your parents fight like they do is like really damaging.
Yeah.
And oh, like, because yeah. Do you think their relationship is going to last? Like, where do you stand?
I do think that it will. I don't think that it should, but I think that they're at a place now where they've just kind of resigned themselves to like, this is our life. And like, they want to be on the show like forever. They want to be friends with all these people who are also like coupling up, getting married. I don't see them making either of them making a change.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
See, that's why I think that they won't have the baby, because they just like know what they need to do to just like maintain mm-hmm. homeostasis.
Yeah.
So like they're like, if we add this to the mix, it will destroy us.
I hope.
Maybe that's
right.
Giving them way more credit than they're.
I don't know if they're that like self-reflective.
Yeah.
At all.
I'm scared, but also excited.
Me too.
Because actually, like, this show needs additional cast members in the form of, like, babies.
We definitely need some younger people.
We need the new guard.
I guess babies.
Yeah, babies, houses. Like, they all live in, like, houses now.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the houses.
And, like, how they decorate them.
Horribly, but yes, I'm excited.
Yeah, and, like, where they all live in North Hollywood now, which mm-hmm. is a wild twist.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I guess, like, if you're going to buy a house with a pool, like,
that's where they can
do it.
That's
where you need to do it. Yeah.
Okay.
On, like, I guess, I mean, the prices in actual Los Angeles have gotten so insane that it's, like, makes a lot of financial sense to, like,
yeah.
look to the valley.
So, I know Ariana and Tom bought a house. Katie and Schwartz bought a house.
Yeah. Kristen bought a house.
I saw that Sheena just bought a vacation house in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I love Sheena's vacation property. I'm excited to see which one of their houses gets foreclosed on first, because that's going to happen.
Yeah. If I had to make a prediction, I would say Jackson Brittany's future home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that they're definitely like the clock is ticking on when like the hand of the law comes yes. down on them.
Mm-hmm.
Tax evasion feels right.
Yes. I think so.
Yeah. I'm excited. Like, he's definitely like the situation of the group.
Yeah. Scary. Scares me.
Scary and jail bound.
Yes.
Sheena goes, is Mercury in retrograde? Because Adam won't talk to me.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. I love Sheena coming up with, like, she's so self-centered that it has to just, like, be, like, she could put is Mercury in retrograde in front of anything just to try and bring it back to, like,
her. The slightest, like, inconvenience. Is Mercury in retrograde?
So Adam is not speaking to her, and she adopted him a penguin.
As one does.
As one does, to make up for the fact that she fucked Ethan, the model. Who, Ethan was hot.
Ethan was so hot.
Like, he was hot. He went down on her for 30 minutes.
Made her a nice dinner.
Made her a great steak. Made her, like, a paleo-friendly dinner.
I mean, why not?
She drank her huge wine glass.
I hate that wine glass so much.
It was the size of her fucking skull. And then they made out. I was just like, how did it work? How does it work when you're being filmed by a crew and, like, the date moves into sex? You make out for, at what point are you like, okay, like, we're dead now, bye? And then, like, wouldn't that kill the mood?
I think probably that the producers were like, we want to shoot, like, you guys on the bed making out.
Yeah.
And so once they were done with the dinner, maybe they're like, okay, let's go make out in the bed. And then, but yeah, of course, it's like a total mood kill.
So,
but Sheena's so performative in her sexuality that I feel like that doesn't even faze her.
No.
Ethan was probably a little weirded out.
Sheena probably, like, got turned on for one of the first times in her life.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, this is what's been missing, is a camera in the bedroom.
Yeah, maybe that's what she needs.
Because she said at one point, she was like, on her podcast, she revealed that she's never had an orgasm.
I heard that too.
Yeah. And, like, she doesn't ever masturbate. So it's like,
Sheena,
she probably, like, it probably did all come together with a camera present.
I thought that maybe, like, Adam and her had, like, a good sex or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought maybe, like, okay, whatever, that's working for them. But and then it was revealed this episode that he doesn't go down on her either.
Yeah. But then earlier in the season, she said she did have an orgasm with him.
Stranger things have happened. I mean,
I'm just like, what is Sheena's truth?
I don't think that she's a sexual person, but I think that she feels like she needs to maybe overcompensate. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, if you're having sex, does it even feel, I know that it's like not the point of having sex is not just to have an orgasm.
Yeah.
But also, like, if you're not having an orgasm ever.
If you're not even trying to.
Yeah.
And I don't think that she ever is.
Is it still pleasurable?
I think maybe, like, the intimacy of it is pleasurable for her.
Yeah. Like, just the closeness.
Yeah. And I don't even think that she, like, knows, like, what else it could be.
Mm-hmm. It's fascinating.
It's fascinating.
She might be the most fascinating person on this entire show.
Yes.
And this show really actually wouldn't exist were it not, like, she was the catalyst for a lot of conflict from the fucking jump.
Mm-hmm. From Beverly Hills, the Real Housewives, yeah.
Yeah. And then to think that she was, like, fucking Eddie Cibrian,
mm-hmm.
but then never orgasming, just, like, having, like, meaningless sex.
She's probably one of those girls that's, like, really loud and, like, it's all performative. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's loud and, like, a chance for her to, like, hair flip a lot.
Yes. Lots of hair flips.
She loves, like, getting her hair in place before, like, having to, like, come and, like, figure out a scene.
Maybe that is tied to, like, her not having an orgasm. She can't, like, just, like, let go, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's all about, like, how she looks and, like, maintaining some semblance of control.
Like, you know, as soon as, like, they're done having sex, she, like, runs to the bathroom and, like, fixes up, like, her makeup.
Yeah. She doesn't strike me as a girl that, like, wakes up in the morning just, like, and can, like, cuddle, be natural.
No.
It's like maybe that's, like, why she wears those huge blue glasses in the morning to, like, distract.
Yes. Oh man,
I just need to know more about Sheena Shea. I like that Bo is telling Stassi that what her mom said to her this season is awful,
mm-hmm.
because that was one of the, like, darkest moments of the season.
Oh my god,
me.
Yes,
Dana's
was horrible.
Coming out as, like, the worst mother of all time,
she's a bad person. That was that was not great.
She's evil.
I don't know if it was, like, the alcohol, But she's always kind of like darked me out. Even when they went to like her, like seasons ago, one of the early seasons when they were all out with her at like her, the lake house.
Lake Arrowhead.
Yeah. And the way she was acting there was like kind of freaking me out. Very drunk and like inappropriate. I don't know.
Taking like double shots of tequila at dinner.
Yeah.
When your like daughter and her friends came over for like a quiet weekend away.
I think that she hates her daughter, Stassi.
Yeah.
And
I think that Stassi's a bigger star than Dana will ever be.
Yeah.
And she's known that from the get-go and has had to sit in this on the sidelines and watch Stassi ascend to the level of stardom she was meant for. Mm-hmm. And she holds a huge grudge against her for it.
Totally. It's dark.
Ugh.
But no, I also liked that Bo said that to her.
Yeah.
I like him.
Do you like their relationship?
I do. I think it's good.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure, totally sure about him at first, but after this episode, I decided that I like them and I like their relationship and I think it's good.
Yeah. I'm like,
I hate his personal style.
His personal style really confounds me. And I guess I'm like, it must be love if she, of all people, can like put up with his horrific personal style.
He was wearing a shirt that said puppies and pizza.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
He's always wearing like a weird like wooden bow tie or like it's like almost, a patchwork pant or something.
It's almost as if he's like 15 years behind like style-wise or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like he could dress like he could like there are guys that do what he kind of does that it works for.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like his style would be like maybe like a kind of like a hippie, like like a hippie hipster combo. Like someone that would go to like a Dead and Co show.
Yeah.
Cause he's kind of shaggy hair.
I can see that, kind of like scruffy.
Scruffy, wears like a beat up pair of Vans with like a short sock and kind of like baggy pants, but they're cuffed. Like it's just a few tweaks.
And
would
just like a cooler like graphic t-shirt.
Yeah.
Not one that says like puppies and pizza.
Yeah. It doesn't, it's like wouldn't take much.
No.
But that's hard. Like I can't.
It's weird that Stassi hasn't had any like influence on that.
Yeah. That's why I think I'm like, oh, it's true love, because she just is like,
lets him be,
doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like, I would not be able to handle it.
Yeah.
Like that might be just a straight deal breaker for
me. I would like try like buying him like, oh, like I bought you this like stuff. This like, take the hint.
I got you these shirts. And then like hide everything else. Hide the puppies and pizza shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be like, I haven't seen it. Maybe it like went out, like I took the laundry out instead of doing it, so maybe they lost it. I don't know, but I got this shirt. Do you want to wear that?
Wear that.
Just like light suggestions.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe it'll get better over time.
Hopefully.
I feel like in those situations, it usually does.
Yeah.
Like eventually, once their like honeymoon phase wears off, she's going to need to like tweak a few things.
Mm-hmm. How long have they been together now?
I think like maybe a year, maybe less. Not long enough for that phase to wear off. But I feel like they're going to just like move quickly, get married and like go just like ride this wave, which is like good for them.
Yeah, I like them.
Ariana says she's going to go talk to Lisa about Lisa's comments about Schwartz and Sandow. And Sandoval's like, he's really gone into like producer territory this season. Like he kind of like he's like good at playing both sides or like kind of egging people on. He's like, what if you and Lisa have a huge falling out?
I don't know. I get where Ariana is coming from. I don't know. I don't really know what to say about this.
Yeah, like how would they have like a falling out? Like Lisa is now like on the same par as them.
Yeah.
Do you watch Housewives?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like she's basically like leaving Beverly Hills.
Oh, I'm a couple episodes behind, but I know like what's going on.
Yeah. Probably. I mean, I haven't watched this week's episode, but like, her, like, she's, it seems like she's phasing out of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
and phasing into being like a full-time cast member on Vanderpump Rules.
Oh God.
And it feels like a downgrade.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
And like,
I don't want to see Ken more than I have to.
No, like that. She needs to like remain kind of above everyone. Yeah. And she does like power move them a lot, but it's also just like, you wouldn't have a falling out with your boss.
No.
You don't have like a falling out with anyone who employs you.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make any sense. But then did Sandoval say that Ariana and Lisa would have a falling out?
Yeah, he was like, what if you and Lisa have like a huge falling out based on her like confronting Lisa about like making fun of Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval? James is in therapy and his therapist just seems like he's a little more, or she's a little more with it than Jax and Brittany is.
Yeah, I thought this therapist was not the worst.
No.
I mean, it's still being aired on television, which is not
Yeah, which is great. Not the look. I mean, the bar is very low.
It's true.
But like, she asks some good questions.
Yeah. Like, why did you drink that first beer?
Yeah. She's like, you tell me.
Yeah.
What is one beer? She does a good job of like phrasing his statements back to him in the form of questions.
Yeah. I mean, this therapy session, though, it's like so abundantly clear that James is an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And like, does not even realize that in the slightest bit, and is not in like the headspace to even try to get sober. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of dark.
It's sad. And like, just knowing his family background and stuff, you're just like, oh man. Like, and then I forget how young he is, because he is only 26.
Yeah.
Which is like,
it's young. Mm-hmm.
And there, you're never too young or too old to like get sober. Mm-hmm. But it, for him in this situation, it just feels like he's too young to understand truly what's going on.
That he needs to get sober.
Yeah.
Or he will need to at some point.
Yeah. That's like, okay, you might buy some time until the next time you hugely fuck up from mm-hmm. being drunk. But like, that is what the big problem was.
I truly think that he thinks that having a couple beers, a couple shots, like here and there is like being sober.
Yeah.
Like, if he's not getting blackout drunk, like, doing drugs, like, he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not fine.
No, he's not. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Everyone gathers at the Grafton to board the party bus. And Don is there. He's
so cute.
Hot.
He's hot?
I love Don.
He's a handsome older guy.
He's a handsome older guy. Yeah. He cares.
I think he's so sweet.
He's a real sweetie. Mm-hmm. And I just like really have like feelings for Don.
Okay.
He's my biggest crush of season of Vanderpump Rules.
Interesting. Okay.
I used to really go back and forth with like Jax. Oof. But now he's really just like off the table.
I used to think Jax was like hot.
Yeah. Season one and two, he was really like,
yeah,
he was crazy, unpredictable,
yes,
hot,
yeah.
But then it's really like,
you've grown, and now
I've grown, and now I'm into Dawn. Everyone, Brittany's like looking at the bus, like shenanigans, and she's like, oh, looks so fun. Sandoval's beer bonging. I wish we could be there.
And they have like FOMO,
yeah,
like it's. They're all like so codependent, like they can't ever just be like apart from each other.
No,
like watching someone's stories when they're on the way to your party is, I don't know,
yeah,
it's bizarre.
It actually is like insane. I didn't even think about that, but it is like,
it's
why
weird.
Are you watching?
Yeah,
she's pre-gaming with them,
yeah,
in spirit,
yeah.
And like wishing she could just be like
there, yeah,
on the way to her own party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet you they thought about like, well, maybe we could leave and like take the bus with them to our own party.
Yeah, should we? Like, how should we do this?
Yeah.
But she was like, no, I have to bring them the mirrors.
Those mirrors.
Yeah,
had to be there.
Gotta bring the mirrors and the extra decorations. Which, like, if you look, those mirrors ended up on like a side table.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't like, it's like no one really placed them in like a thoughtful way. They just like threw them somewhere.
It was weird.
It was really weird.
The mirrors.
Sherry has a whole new face.
I noticed that.
She got a facelift. What? I
oh
think.
Oh my God. I noticed that she looked different. Huh.
She's had a glow up since she first appeared.
Are Sherry and Dawn together?
No.
No, okay.
They're divorced.
Okay.
And I think remarried. I think Sherry's been married like 4 times or something.
Okay, yeah.
And then Dawn has remarried to his new wife, Linda, who's like a blonde who kind of sits next to him silently.
Okay.
I'm sad that Sherry didn't get any airtime. Like, she gets no speaking time.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And, like, I need to know, like, how she's doing, what's going on.
Dawn was the star of this show.
Yeah.
Of this episode.
Yeah.
I also feel like maybe part of it is that Sherry is so supportive and likes Jax, and Dawn obviously does not.
Yeah.
And so they wanted to like work that angle.
Mm-hmm. They're finally like having some like, we're questioning Jax, or like have people vocalizing that their doubts,
mm-hmm.
but only to be used to like solidify Jax, like telling everyone that he's like a changed man.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on like this season, like that narrative arc for this season?
I don't like it because I think, I mean, having like binge watched all the seasons in such a short period of time, I think it's really clear that he has like, I don't know if I should say this, but I think he's a sociopath.
Yeah.
And I think that like he's not changed, and it's all like he found a really sweet girl like Brittany, and she wants to get married, and like that's just gonna happen. I don't think he's changed at all.
Yeah.
And that's what I think. And so I don't really like this whole narrative, and I think that it's kind of like the people, like the other cast members, know that he's not really changed either.
Yeah.
They just like stopped vocalizing that.
And there's a moment where Brittany, at the end of the episode, she's like looking around and she's like, oh, it's so nice that everyone's here. And they're like, it just shows me how supportive they are and like how much they believe in our relationship. And it's like, bitch, you're on a reality show. Like, they got a call sheet that's saying show up at the Grafton to get on a party bus.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to turn down a filming opportunity.
No, to make money and like be on the show.
Yeah, like their livelihood depends on them attending these events. Mm-hmm. So like, of course they're fucking here.
Yeah. What do you think about this, the narrative of Jax being a changed man?
I mean, I don't buy it.
No.
And I just wonder like how, if this will hold, like how long we'll have to like be spoon-fed this narrative,
mm-hmm.
like if this marks the beginning of like Jax just totally behaving himself and acting like this role on camera. I mean, I think that whatever he's doing behind the scenes is probably exactly the same,
mm-hmm.
but it's just like he's like, I'm gonna give you what you want,
mm-hmm.
which is you want to get married. Clearly Brittany like cares solely about getting married,
mm-hmm.
and it's like that's more important than actually having like a fulfilling relationship,
mm-hmm.
so like fine, we'll give you that. But once like the wedding wears off and once you have like a baby,
mm-hmm.
like he might be able to do this act for a few years, but eventually it will blow up again.
And I don't really want to watch the act anymore of Jax. Like I don't want to watch Jax like pretending to be like this, like, you know, kind of like doting like fiance.
Yeah.
Like Jax, I liked watching him because he was crazy and like,
yeah,
did all these horrible things. It was fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
And you see, like, if you go back to like last season,
mm-hmm.
and you just realize like how fucking crazy he was,
mm-hmm.
that whole time, and how crazy their relationship was, it just doesn't track that it would like suddenly be tied up in a bow. The only way that would tie it up in a bow is if you're just like, okay, yeah, you can get married, like do whatever you want,
mm-hmm.
spend as much money as you want, and mm-hmm. like have your fairy tale.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be interesting to watch them navigate like this next phase of their existence,
mm-hmm.
which involves like more, like there's more at play. So like there's higher stakes in the sense that they have to like be able to like continuously afford houses and like trying to have babies, which maybe like I mean, we don't know, like, if there will be, if they are, like, fertile, like, what kind of problems they might have in that arena. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm, like, wishing them any, like, infertility, but, like, we don't know how well their bodies work. Yeah, like, we don't know if, like, it's going to be easy to, like, get pregnant after, like, pickling your liver for, like...
Yeah. Brittany's ulcer.
She
just drank through. She, like, still has it.
She, like, actively is bleeding out of her stomach every day, but is just like, whatever.
Whatever.
I'm getting married. Let's have shots.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it's, like, maybe that will usher in, like, new drama that will be, like, character revealing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like where this season really fell flat is, like, it lacked those type of moments where you're like, oh my god, like, this is who these people truly are at their core.
Yeah,
because when you cover that up, it's just like not gonna work.
I feel like there weren't many moments of Jax being genuine at all this season.
He's put on like a whole new act. And when he like when he's talking at the wedding and he's like, I first moved to LA, I was like trying to fit in, I would say anything, like whatever it takes to like fit in. And it's like, you're still doing that.
Yeah.
It's just like a new iteration of that.
It's just like a more socially acceptable one.
Yeah.
For like Brittany and her family.
Yeah. Like just because you're not like lying and saying that your parents own 47% of CVS, which was
bizarre.
Amazing.
It's so weird. And roommates with like Channing Tatum or something,
which everyone believed for years. Like that, when I found out that was a lie, was the first time I'd ever found out that that was like a true lie.
Yeah, I remember reading about that like a couple months ago and I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, like wild that? Hollywood beginnings.
He has major issues.
Yeah, there's a moment too, like I did in the off season, like these episodes of this pod called Road to Sir, where I just like fanficked what their lives were like prior to getting the job on like at Sir.
Oh, I need to listen to this.
And they're really good. Some people loved them. Some people were like, why? But I stand by them as like the best artistic endeavor I've had to date. And
oh my God.
But they're just like the most amazing thing has been like seeing the cast members like talk about their lives and then realizing that like in these episodes, like my podcasting co-host Carrie O'Donnell and I like nailed things that we had no idea we were nailing. Wow. So like we had it in some Road to Sir episodes that like Jax was working at CVS for a while and like he and Sandoval met there. Like CVS plays a huge role in the Road to Sir.
Oh my God.
That I didn't even have like any idea, but I was like, I just know that they love CVS.
Wow. That's amazing.
So I'm like basically psychic.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to listen.
That's a shameless plug for Road to Sir. Everyone needs to hear them.
Yeah.
Adam won't even look at Sheena on the party bus.
Is Adam friends with these people? Like, what is he doing there?
I don't know what or who Adam is.
I have no idea.
He's just an avatar.
Yeah. Like, because Schwartz was trying to talk to him on the bus and it was almost as if they had never spoken to each other in their lives. Like, it wasn't like a friend being like, hey, man, you want to talk?
Yeah.
Adam was like, what? Why are you talking to me?
Schwartz was being, like, he was weirdly trying to, like, get Adam on camera.
Yeah.
Like, Schwartz trying to, like, go into a producer role is really funny because he's just, like, a truly ineffective human being.
He's a doofus.
But then Adam is, like, I still am not clear on, like, what he's mad at.
That she slept with Ethan.
But I
hate guys like this. Like, he doesn't want to date Sheena.
No.
I don't even feel like he really likes her.
Doesn't want to date her. He just wants to, he kind of wants to fuck her, but not like fully fuck her because he refuses to go down on her.
Mm-hmm.
So he just wants Sheena to be obsessed with him.
Mm-hmm.
But with no title, no commitment, and then never sleep with anyone else.
It's fucked up. And I was thinking maybe like,
are guys really like that? Like,
yeah. Some, I mean, yeah. That is like
truly insane to me.
Yeah. And I was thinking maybe he even started this thing with Sheena because he wanted to get on the show. But then he's so like timid and weird in front of the camera that I'm like, that couldn't be it. I don't know.
Yeah. People have been like, there have been rumors or rumblings that he's gay and that this is just like a total beard.
Interesting.
But I'm also like, if you're gay and you want, if you want to be on this show, that's, you're in a great position. Like, you being gay, like, this show needs a gay male cast member.
Desperately.
And like, you could fill that void.
I thought maybe we would get that with the James Logan storyline, but
I feel like they should just shut that down. Like,
I was so annoyed about that.
I know, that really sucked because I think that that is true. And I think that James is bi.
Yeah.
But I think that it was just like someone was given like the axe on even like exploring that avenue. Because Logan is on the party bus.
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't even see him.
Logan's there sitting next to someone, but I saw him. So he's very much like still in the friend group.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
James must be livid.
James, I mean, is definitely going through it. James is having to like pretend that he and Raquel are going to have like a long future.
Yeah, I can't with that.
Which I can like, I kind of can because.
I mean, I can, but like that's not, there's no chemistry between them.
Yeah. But like, why? I need someone to like write some sort of like scientific journal about like why gayness and homosexuality, like male homosexuality is so taboo on this show.
On this show.
That takes place in gay Mecca.
Yeah.
And like.
It's really strange.
It's really bizarre.
Like, I don't know. There must be like. Gay people working at Sir. Right?
Yeah. Is Richardson gay? He's like the manager of Pump.
I think so. Yeah. I don't know. He doesn't get much airtime.
He gets nothing. He gets like one line per season.
Yeah.
But
it's,
I'm like,
it's really strange.
Yeah.
I wonder if Adam is gay. I don't know.
Was reading like their fight felt like. I mean, I guess guys are like this. I don't know. Cause like but that is truly, it's like, what do you expect someone to do if you're not going to commit to them? Mm-hmm. You just want to be monogamous, but with no reward. Just like, that just makes no sense to me. And like, means that you can't get mad if I was to go out and fuck someone else.
Right. I think, I mean, it is crazy. I think he was mad because they had talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, still, Sheena should have been like, well, you're not going to commit. So I'm going to go play the field and go on a date.
Yeah.
It's really strange.
Yeah. It's just like bizarre. Peter arrives at the party in a car, which means he wasn't invited on the bus.
Wait, I didn't even notice that. Whatever happened to Peter?
Peter is now just the Sir manager. And he's kind of like off the show.
He's not on the show.
No. He doesn't even get on the party bus, which is sad. Logan made the party bus. Peter had to like drive or like have someone drive him to the party, which is far as fuck away.
I went to Topanga last time in January when I was in LA, and it is far.
Yeah.
Winding roads.
So windy.
I got like nauseous.
That party bus, I would not be able to deal.
No.
I'd be getting very sick.
They're all like taking shots of like warm tequila.
Oof. I do Easter brunch usually every year with like my best friend and her mom. And we, for like 2 years, went to Inn of the Seventh Ray for our Easter brunch.
Oh, really?
So I was like really familiar with this location.
Oh, nice.
And now that it's been featured on Vanderpump Rules, I can never go back there.
No,
it's done.
You guys need a new Easter.
Spot. Yeah. We did this year where it was like, we're not going back there. We got to go elsewhere. But that's kind of like the rule is wherever they go, you can no longer go.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Lisa and Ken arrive in their Bentley and they walk in, and Jax like approaches them and he's like, do you love it? Like, I need you. What do you think? What do you think? And Ken goes, yeah, we love it. Like, so unenthusiastically.
They're like, we're here.
Dawn takes Lisa aside and thanks her for looking out for Brittany.
I thought that was a really sweet moment.
Yeah, it was sweet.
On Dawn's part.
But also I'm like, has Lisa looked out for Brittany?
No, I don't think so. Lisa's like little, like makes like little quips, and like she, I think she said like one, she like took Brittany aside one time after the whole Faith thing came out.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it's not like Lisa's taking care of Brittany in any way.
No, if anything, she's like pimped Brittany out.
Yeah.
To like this new life that's gonna destroy her.
Yeah.
Because like Brittany, I think she's stronger than we give her credit for. Like, mm-hmm. she's pretty calculated and like a lot of irons in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it won't destroy her and her power will just like grow and grow. But I don't know. If there's another like Faith type of situation, I don't know how she'll be able to like overcome that.
I don't like how the show like shut that whole thing down too.
Yeah I know. It's like I don't know where. I would love to have an inside scoop on like, is it a producer that's saying like we shouldn't do this, or is the cast, like, who's calling the shots?
I wonder how much influence the cast has on like the producers, kind of like, I don't know.
I think that they have more now than ever before.
Yeah, I mean, they've been with these people for like 7-8 years.
Yeah, and it seems like, I mean, at this point, the cast could essentially like unionize and be like, if you show this, like, we're all going to refuse to film, which seems like something that they would do. And then the producers have no choice but to show them in the light that they want to be shown in.
I don't like that.
No, which was never what this was meant to be.
It's not like why I fell in love with this show.
Yeah, is because it was like a docuseries about like the fucking psychos that live in West Hollywood. It's like why I moved to LA was to just like observe people of this like grade.
Yeah.
But I think that next season we're going to get new cast members.
We need new blood.
Because like Raquel just got a job at Sir.
I saw that.
Good. Good for you, but like also fuck you.
I like that she like graduated from her like internship at Vanderpump Dogs to now being a server.
She proved that she has what it takes to serve food by picking up dog shit and piss for free.
Well, I heard the food at Sir is kind of like dog shit,
so. It's adjacent for sure.
I think Raquel has kind of solidified her place next season.
Raquel's here to stay, and I'm here for it.
Yeah.
But there was a picture, someone posted a picture of like Raquel with a bunch of other servers, and it was like, I forget who did it, but it very much seemed like these are the people that like work at Sir now. And so I feel like next season is going to be those are the people that are like at Sir having drama, and then the cast are like living in North Hollywood in like their houses trying to like have babies.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. I need some messy, like unfortunate people.
I think that other girl, I don't want to like jump too far ahead, but the girl who was serving Raquel and James, that girl Monica, she's a little bitchy.
Yeah.
I feel like she maybe will work her way on. I don't know.
I think she was in the photo that I saw that was posted.
Okay.
Yeah, like Monica and the other girl at the hostess stand who were like, James doesn't even work here.
We're a little understaffed, so I'll also be taking your order. I was like, why is she being so mean? You don't work here anymore, so no employee discount.
You don't get the employee discount. I'm like, why the fuck would you go to Sir if you don't get any discount and you don't work there? Like, go to an actual, if you're going to spend that kind of money, go to a really actually delicious restaurant.
Yeah.
Because that meal had to cost like $200.
He said it was expensive.
Yeah. No employee discount. Also, I'm like, Sir doesn't just comp you. Like, when I was like, I was in an extra scene this season, like saying delicious.
I saw you.
They gave me like, free food.
Really?
Yeah. Like I got that meal for free. So I have a hard time believing that James had to pay for his meal with Raquel when he filmed an entire scene there.
Wait, were you at Sir? Were you at Tom Tom?
I was at Tom Tom. I would never set foot. You won't find me at Sir. I won't say I would never set foot in there because I will go in there, but like you won't find me dining there.
Yeah.
At least if I'm like paying for it.
Yeah.
But if it's free, like I'll go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same. Lisa thinks that Brittany is the best thing to ever happen to Jax. And I'm like, this was a moment too, like where Lisa talks about their relationship that I'm like, Vanderpump Rules might try and be like really positive vibes, but it really reinforces such negative ideas and like harmful relationship ideals.
Totally.
Because she's like, you say a leopard never changes its spots, but my leopard changed, when she's like talking about Ken. And it's like, okay, well, Ken's like 89, so he had to change. But also like the whole the biggest truth that you can ever know about relationships is that people don't change.
Yeah.
Like, never, ever go into a relationship hoping that someone will change.
Right. And that's been made abundantly clear with Jackson Brittany.
Yeah. Like, you can pretend like it, but it's, like, not the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, she's, like, I think that really, like, it was a good thing for them to stay together and, like, all this stuff. And it's just, like, no. This is categorically, like, a bad thing.
I wonder if she really thinks that, or she was just trying to make Dawn feel okay about it.
I think everyone's gaslighting Dawn.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Except Stassi, who's kind of, like...
She was kind of, like...
She had, like, the most clarity, which shocked me, because now I think she's becoming the total voice of reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's grown so much.
She's the one that has actually changed.
Yeah.
And, like, she's like, whatever happens, like, you just kind of have to let it go. And, like
it's happening.
No control. It's happening. It's fully happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this man, like, imagine being a father and your daughter gets married to Jax. And you just have to accept that now you have a new family member.
Horrible. I didn't watch their Kentucky special.
You might want to do that now.
Maybe. I don't like watching them together. Like, Jax is like
fucked up.
I heard like he was horrible.
Yeah. Ugh. He's like shames Brittany for like gaining weight. He says that she's like lost her spark. He tries to like tell her family like she's really depressed and like she's the problem.
Oh my God.
And that he's like so worried about her. But, like, meanwhile, he's just, like, flagrantly cheating on her. And, like, it's really fucked up.
Jesus.
And I love, too, that he's had never had, like, any sort of apology moment to Dawn.
No. He's, like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sociopath.
I'm really also pissed that we never got to see Brittany and Jax's engagement photos.
Yeah.
Like, that was teased in trailers for this season.
Yeah, we never saw that.
And like they're like Stassi styled them, and then like she brought like a wind blower, like a or like a leaf blowing machine to like blow at Brittany while the photos were taken. And someone posted behind the scenes, but we never saw that take place.
That's weird.
It's just weird that we never got like those. Even if like I'd be fine with them saying Jax and Brittany or like Jax changed and blah blah blah, if we still got to see their like embarrassing lifestyle moments.
Yeah,
because that's like what that's where like the meat of the fun is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they took that away from us.
Lala gives Brittany her and Jax's engagement gift.
A PJ pass. What is it, a trip to Cabo
that they can, like, take at any time.
Brittany's over the moon.
Brittany screams, like, this is the best day of her life. Also, I'm like, Brittany feeling bad for not asking Lala to be a bridesmaid is, like...
It's really strange.
Who cares?
They're, like, at this point, they're not even that close. And I guess now she asked her to be a bridesmaid. Lala is a bridesmaid now.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. I watched the after show. And Brittany now has 12 bridesmaids.
Yeah. That's and Jax lot. Has 12 groomsmen.
That's too many.
That's way too many.
Like, you were at a wedding this past weekend. How many?
There were none. I mean, there was like a best. There were like each groom had two best person.
It's crazy.
People.
Yeah. I mean,
weddings are awful, I think. Mm-hmm. And mostly
with ceremonies
and like long. Just the pageantry of it all. Mm-hmm. And then like 12 bridesmaids is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've been a bridesmaid to like my best friends that have gotten married.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, I'm like, don't ask me. Like, I don't want to participate.
No.
Like, I barely even want to come to your wedding.
No.
Like, so just leave me out of it.
Yeah.
And that's like the best gift you can give to me.
I wonder if Randall is a groomsman.
He might be. Because Jax and Rand are like really close now.
Yeah.
Jax says Rand has like given him such good advice and like been a mentor to him. I think he mentioned that he's like writing a script.
Jax?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm like, also that bodes well for like Jax and Brittany's financial future.
Mm-hmm.
That Randall would be like the one giving them advice, given his like fofty drama.
Right. This is very interesting. Okay.
Also, is like Randall well, or is he in the hospital? Did he have a heart attack? Like, what happened? When was that photo taken where he was like hooked up to like life support?
Oh, wait, what?
He was like 50, like shared that photo of Randall with like all the heart monitors and stuff on
him. Right, yeah.
And was like, you're not like actually sick or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know if he's okay.
Yeah. Hopefully. TBD. Schwartz does finally take Adam aside, and he's like, this was like the most ironic scene.
Schwartz giving relationship advice.
And being like, once a penis goes into a vagina, it's a different story.
Ew, like,
since
could
when?
Could he have said that more eloquently? Like, that is why.
Yeah, but I feel like that's like such a good representation of like Schwartz's sex life.
Yeah.
It's just like an in and out motion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a means to an end with like no passion or like and no emotion attached.
Mm-hmm.
And like also I feel like the way he defines cheating is like you can do everything else, but like if you just don't fuck the person, then you're fine.
Oh, Schwartz. Yeah, I agree.
Do you think that he there's like a conspiracy theory that I have going and a lot of like the listeners of the podcast, which is that in Mexico last season, when he ended up in a different hotel, it was because he cheated on Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone made a huge deal of like James and Kristen to like deflect from that.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
I'm a Mexico truther. I agree. Okay. I do think that's what happened. I think that probably happens more often than we even know about. Maybe not so much recently, but I do think that he cheated on Katie in Mexico. And I think my favorite like part of that whole fiasco is when James is trying to explain it, like what happened between him and Kristen. And he was like, Kristen had her ear pods in, was listening to Fleetwood Mac by herself. I'm like, of course she was. But no, yeah, I do think that Schwartz probably cheated on Katie.
Yeah,
and that's why he ended up there.
And why
you don't just wander over to another resort?
No, you go with someone.
Yeah,
and then you like have to find your way back, and then that's when you like get a hotel worker to like take you back.
You, like, yeah, and like the golf cart or something.
Yeah, and I think the guys have now like a deal with each other that they'll like cover for each other in those situations.
Mm-hmm. It's not the same because like I was watching old episodes like last week, and there was a time when like Jax and like Sandoval and like Schwartz, they were all like telling on each other, mostly just like Jax telling on like the two Toms, but like we don't have that anymore.
No, and I wonder, that's like the only thing that gives me maybe pause, is that like if they did, if Schwartz did cheat on Katie, wouldn't Jax have blown up his spot about it?
I don't know. Because, like, I don't think Jax liked James at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, an easier route to go down, I think.
Yeah. I'm also, like, potentially a Kristen and James truther.
I still don't know. I don't know what to think about that.
Yeah, like, I haven't fully made up my mind. And I could see it coming out, like, years later that they actually did fuck in Mexico.
But who would come out with that? Kristen would not.
Kristen wouldn't.
Because we know Kristen will not. I don't think she'll cop to anything unless she knows that she, like, has to.
Yeah. And I don't know if James would, because then that would have meant Raquel. He cheated on Raquel.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's the secret that, like, maybe if James and Raquel break up.
Maybe.
Or if Carter and Kristen break up.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, one of those things needs to give in order for, like, the truth to come out.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Jax, when he thinks something is real, like, he's like, I believe this, like, I know it happened, like, he totally 100% believes it, and I think he's right.
He oftentimes is.
Yeah, like, he usually has been, like, on.
Yeah.
Except with, like, the Katie motorboating a dick thing, which was just, like, the most insane rumor, and also, like, not a thing that people do. Yeah. No one would ever do
motorboats
that.
Motorboats a dick. Okay. But is the only evidence that he had were the pillows, right?
Yeah.
And they were out there by themselves.
Mm-hmm. Tom Schwartz says his relationship advice to Adam is resistance is futile.
I hate that. Like,
if you're Katie and you're watching this, you're just like, what the fuck?
Asshole.
Like, she gets no respect.
No.
Never will.
Not with him.
And like, then Adam takes Sheena aside. That's when Katie's tit is fully falling out of her dress. Blurred. And then Adam's like, can I steal you for a sec? And Sheena has to like toss her hair like over her shoulder, her long extensions, to like get ready to like have this conversation. Mm-hmm. And I love just like her first approach, which is just like
puppy dog eyes. Yeah.
You look really handsome.
He's like, you look beautiful as always. I'm like, what is this? What is happening?
And then Adam like explodes out of nowhere.
He's scary.
He's raging. He has spit on his lip.
I like stood up more straight when this was happening. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that much emotion.
He was violent.
Yes. She kind of was too. She grabbed his neck at one point.
Yeah. With her talons.
Yeah. And he like made like a weird, like, I don't know.
And then Sheena's like, do you love me? Do you love me? Just answer the question. Do you love me? And he's like, no. And then she goes, you don't love me? You don't love me. You don't love me. And like just says
he's like, that's what I just said. No.
But like, so then why is he mad then? This is the thing, is like, I keep thinking like, either these two people are so fucking stupid that like they just don't know how to communicate anything.
I think so, because at the beginning of their conversation, Sheena says this really weird thing where she's trying to explain, and she's like, you know, like, look, before she asks if he loves her, she's like, you know, everyone says that we like love each other. And I'm like, that's a really strange thing, like a strange opener to have this like conversation with someone, and then to ask him repeatedly. I don't know.
Feels like you should have had this like, do you love me conversation.
That's what I'm wondering. Did they have
way long ago?
Did they talk about this before? Because she seems shocked when he's like, no. She's like, what do you mean? You don't love me.
Yeah. And I think like maybe they never had this conversation. But I'm like, Sheena, if a guy fucks you and you want to be in a relationship with him and he keeps telling you he doesn't want to be in a relationship with you, he doesn't love you.
Yeah. I think that's kind of lost on her.
Yeah. And I just am like, there's some sort of communication breakdown is happening, mm-hmm. where they just like are not on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
But also they're like mad about completely different things.
Yeah. Adam, I don't really understand his perspective on it. Sheena's, I can understand.
Yeah. But I'm also here for her, like, going on a date with other guys and being like, okay, well, then I'm going to do, like, my thing.
Yeah, which would have been fine. She should have just, like, said her piece about that. But then she's like, she ends up seeming manipulative because she's like, well, look, now you know that you have feelings for me and you're upset. And, like, that's, maybe I had to do that to make you realize that. And that's kind of manipulative.
Yeah. She's like, I'm sorry that I did something that now makes you realize that you love me.
Yeah. At that point, I was like, Sheena, maybe just don't say that. Like, just walk away. And then, like, forces him to give her the weirdest hug of all time.
She just grabs him, sinks her claws into his neck, and then they have this, like, very awkward dance where they're like, stop, 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 please, stop.
It's, like,
please,
so
Adam.
Weird.
Stop. And they just like repeat it to each other over and over.
He is like totally emotionally unavailable, and she's not emotionally intelligent, so it's just like a bad mix.
That's definitely right.
Yeah.
And then he just walks off, never to be heard from again.
He's gone.
He leaves the party.
He like calls an Uber to Topanga and goes back. I don't know.
So does he have feelings for Sheena or does he not?
I don't know. I think you kind of have to. If you're sleeping with someone and spending all that time with them for so long, like, maybe he doesn't love her, but like, I think, right? I don't know.
He likes to fuck her?
I don't know.
I feel like if you're, like, when she goes to Mexico and she's like bragging about how she came back and he like came right over to her apartment, I feel like that's like you love that person.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'd just be like,
maybe not love, you. But like he's into her.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, yeah. You like are into someone.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you'd just be like, I'll see you tomorrow, or like, yeah, I'll see you in a few
he's
days.
He's kind of playing games because he was like strategically like didn't respond to like the like the thoughty photo that she sent him, like wouldn't like her posts and all that stuff. So maybe like he, I don't know what his like angle is. But yeah.
He's coming off really bad.
I'm not really here for it. Yeah.
I don't like him.
I don't like him either.
Because he won't even like tell us, the audience, what he's thinking.
Yeah. Or anyone else.
Like, or anyone.
Yeah.
So he's just like this silent straw of a man.
Who like freaked out immediately.
Flipped out. Is like quick to anger.
Yeah.
Is like emotionally volatile.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Yeah. That was weird. Very weird.
James and Raquel are at dinner at Sir. And James says, hopefully we'll get invited to the wedding. And it's like, you're not going to get invited to this wedding.
Why do you want, like, I just don't understand. Like, obviously they want to go to get like airtime and whatever, but.
Yeah. But like, what makes him think that like something will change in between now and the wedding where he'll get invited?
Jax hates him.
Yeah. Like it's done.
And Brittany doesn't like him either.
No. No one in that crew likes you except for Tom and Ariana. Yeah. Accept it and move on.
Yeah.
His best bet to like get back in people's good graces was to like make nice with Katie.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like Katie is the gatekeeper to that whole crew. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get in, which is bizarre, but that is just like her position and in the hierarchy of the Vanderpump Rules crew. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be accepted by everyone else,
mm-hmm.
you first have to gain Katie's trust. Mm-hmm. Then she opens the door and one by one convinces everyone else that you're like a mm-hmm. good person.
Which is so interesting because someone like Jax, he doesn't give a fuck about Katie.
Yeah.
Or like her feelings. But that is true. It's like if he made nice with Katie, that slowly he could have made his way back in.
Yeah. He should have never said that shit to her right. in the first place. Because right. not only is she the gatekeeper, but she's also the person that will like totally flip out about something.
Very vindictive.
So vindictive.
Yeah.
And she'll like come for you and try and destroy.
Why did he even say that? Like, I know, like,
because she said to him first, she was like, your pants, like, your pants are like fucking stupid or something like that.
Right, right, right. Oh, God. That was like the first episode of the season.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And like, so. I mean, James shanked, but like, it's like what's done is done and you need to like move on with your life, mate.
There's no going back at
this
point.
There's zero going back.
You're not going to the
wedding. You just have to lean in to whatever.
The new blood that will hopefully be coming in.
Yeah. And you can be like king of those mm-hmm. douchebags, mm-hmm. which I think would be like an appropriate like
yeah.
position for him.
Yeah. Because I kind of miss James. Like I miss that James that we first saw when he came on.
Yeah. Like if he's gonna just not try and get sober or like help himself, then please destroy yourself.
Yes, exactly.
For my pleasure.
I don't want this like middle ground.
No. And like I'm not here also like, it's weird though because the glimpse from next week's episode, like the first reunion trailer, mm-hmm. where he's like, just go back to Kentucky with all your hillbillies, is like, okay, that's not even like a smart.
No, what happened to like his funny like one-liners?
I know, like he used to be like really on it.
Yeah, he was like at one point he was like my favorite.
Yeah, because he truly knew how to like insult.
He was horrible and like fun.
And like, if you're gonna be mean, at least be funny about it.
Exactly. Not like Katie, who's just mean.
Yeah. And not like a hillbilly comment, which is
no,
just like,
that's like,
who cares?
Yeah. It's not, I didn't.
There's
I,
like no such thing as even hillbillies anymore.
Yeah.
Like everyone has iPhones now.
Yeah. I noticed that. I remember that from the preview and Brittany like flips out.
I'm here excited. For Brittany like flipping out and standing up for herself.
Yeah.
It's like, a totally
where
new
she's from,
side.
Her family. Like that's a mean. It's like just mean. It's not even like smart or funny.
Yeah, it's just like dumb.
Yeah,
but I love that she gets like fired. I'm proud of being a hillbilly. I'm like, now you're feeding her moments to shine yeah. rather than actually like administering like a reality check to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
oh God, I'm just ready for next season. I'm like fucking, like, I'm sorry that we had to all collectively go through this dud of a season.
Yeah.
But hopefully it brings, like,
I've never had to wait to see Vanderpump. So I don't know, like, what this summer and fall is going to bring for me. So more darkness. Back to the dark place.
I'm like, get ready for a life that has no meaning.
Oh my God.
Because that's what you're looking into, is just like the void of life without Vanderpump Rules. But oddly, this season has felt like life without Vanderpump Rules because it just hasn't been good.
Yeah.
And I've had to find my kicks elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Like in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Which is,
I started watching the season too.
Yeah.
I didn't watch before really, but.
Me neither. But I was like, I need something to like give me anything.
And I guess that's Puppygate.
Puppygate is everything to me.
Yeah.
I could write a thesis paper on Puppygate.
What do you think, Lisa?
I think Lisa did everything that they are accusing her of.
I agree.
And she's lying. Mm-hmm. I hope that it gets totally exposed because I think that this is something she does all the time.
Yeah.
I think they all do it. But like for Lisa to, for her defensiveness to Kyle,
it was crazy.
Was crazy and also so incriminating.
Like swearing on her children, stuff. I was like, whoa.
When people swear on their children, it's like, how, like, that's the dumbest thing you can possibly do on a reality show because you are going to get found out and then you've like thrown your children's lives into the mix.
Max and Pandora are like, wait, what?
Yeah. Max like is struck dead. Lisa doesn't care.
Is Max okay?
Doesn't even like Max.
No one likes Max.
Poor Max.
Poor Max. James likes Max.
James and Max. James is Max's like only friend.
Yeah. Oh.
And like, cause like Kristen swore on like four family members' lives that she like didn't fuck Jax.
Oh my God.
And then like, we all know what happened there.
When I was like watching it in real time, I would be texting my sister and my friend in a group chat. And I was like, I totally didn't know. I was like, did she have sex with Jax? Did she not? And they were like, just wait.
Yeah. No, it's
and it delivered.
The hugest payoff of any reality show in history.
Yeah. It was amazing.
That was the game changer that made Vanderpump Rules like forever iconic.
Yeah. Was that season two?
Season two.
That's amazing.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
Never before has there been such a twist that like paid off in the end.
Yeah.
And set the bar so high.
Yeah. Cause when it first, when like Katie was like wasted and like said it, I was like, what is she talking about? Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. And I did not believe it.
No.
I was like, there's no way. That's too insane.
Yeah.
They would never do this.
Oh my God.
Little did we know.
And now here we are.
And that's why I feel like, but it's also like, I feel like when you do that kind of stuff, you're going to probably do it again at some point in your life, which is why I feel like the Kristen and James in Mexico could be true.
Yeah, totally. And Jax, as we know, like, I mean.
I mean, he is not immune to anything.
No.
James says, even if I'm not DJing, I'm so in love with you that this is all I want.
It's so weird. Like, why are you qualifying? Like, what?
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
And Raquel tells him that she, to no more cheating accusations. Raquel's an idiot.
So, yeah.
Like, she is, like, actually dumb. Yeah.
I think that she just wants to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that she even really likes James or loves. I don't see any chemistry between them.
No, there's zero sexual vibe.
Did you notice Raquel's earring fell out during that dinner? I was like, whoa. Yeah. She was like fixing it and then a second later it just dropped.
But the show must go on.
The show must go on. She looked beautiful otherwise.
I'm ready for her like entrance in the reunion where she wears that insane fucking dress.
Oh, I didn't even notice it.
It's like ladies and gentlemen, Raquel Leviss. And it's like her with like some sort of like ostrich looking dress.
Oh my God.
Like it's like so many ruffles and like a huge bow. It's like a statement dress.
I don't know how well she'll actually do as a main cast member because there's just not that much going on up there.
Yeah.
And while everyone's like vapid on the show, she's like beyond.
Yeah, there's no real stakes with her. Like she does clearly does not care that James is cheating on her.
No, she just doesn't want any more accusations.
No more accusations. And her logic is like, I feel like since we're living together, it'll be harder for people to make up rumors like that.
Because I'm going to be with you literally every single day.
Yeah. And it's like, well,
James was like,
it's like, well, you're in prison. Congratulations. You've fucked yourself into a corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it was like, and what also was weird about this season is like, we had like Kristen keyed up like the conflict. Like, she went full Dodie and like got that girl to like come out of the woodwork and be like on camera, be like, we fucked for 3 years.
Kristen put in the work and it just didn't pay off. And I don't know if that's Raquel's fault or the producers, but like that also got like nothing really happened there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It just like can't live in a world where there's no payoff to any sort of conflict in the show, which seems to be now like the running trend.
Mm-hmm.
Is like no matter what happens, it's just like no one cares.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess like is their lie, like that's where their lives are at.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause like why should they? That's like, well, I have money and I have a job.
Everyone's rich and happy.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't give a shit if he like fucked that girl.
Yeah,
and I think that's where Tom and Katie are at, which is just like, we're not going to talk about anything that happens in our relationship.
Katie's like, I don't want to fuck him, so whatever.
Yeah, so like, have at it, anyone else.
Yeah.
I think Tom and Ariana have been doing that the entirety of their tenure on the show.
Really?
But, yeah, like, I think that him and Miami Girl...
They did.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But it was just like, we're not going to...
That was a good payoff.
That was a good payoff, because we got her to... Kristen's working
so hard
24/7 to make this show as good as it can fucking be.
Yeah.
And like no one will play into it anymore. And,
yeah. Lately there's just not anything there for her to work with.
Yeah.
Especially now because James and Raquel are like nixed from the group entirely.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think Miami Girl did happen with Sandoval.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're just like are agreeing to never talk about it?
Yeah, I think it was just like off camera he was like, look, this did happen.
Mm-hmm.
This is like if she comes to confront or whatever, like our best move is like a unified front, like we both walk off, we never address it, I'm gonna say it didn't, and like that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, because they're more private about their relationship,
they are,
than everyone else.
Yeah.
And now I think that everyone's taking a page out of their book. Like, I think Jax and Brittany probably have an agreement that's like, whatever happens, like, it can never come to light on this show in the way that, like, the Faith thing did.
Oh my
which
God.
Is still insane that he fucked her,
it
of
is
all people.
The craziest thing. And then, like, the whole situation, the old woman, the elderly woman.
That fucking woman.
The recording... It was insane.
It's truly bonkers.
It was thrilling to watch.
Yeah. And like, we can't go from that to this.
No.
I just refuse to accept that that is the journey.
No.
Oh, Ariana confronts Lisa, and which is like nothing. But she goes, I don't know about Tom Schwartz, but Tom Sandoval is one of the hardest working people I've ever known.
She's like, just to be clear, I'm here for Sandoval.
Yeah. Which is like, I love that.
Yeah.
Have your man's back, because Sandoval does deserve all the success.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But also, like, Lisa's like, but that's like how I feel about them. Like, they're not.
Yeah.
They kind of are a joke to me.
She's like, they are two idiots.
Yeah.
That, like, she's like, I literally duped them into paying me money to license their name and likeness for a bar. Like, what about that?
They are dummies.
Smart. Yeah. Tom Schwartz is bringing Sandoval down.
Yeah, totally. I still don't understand what Schwartz does.
He does nothing.
Is he there a lot? Like, is he
like, I
working?
Feel he goes into the restaurant and like meets and greets people.
Okay.
Like, when I've been there, he's been there like shaking hands and taking photos, which is still like, it's not nothing.
It's not like doing anything though.
Yeah, but like, he paid $50,000
to do that,
to have a place to go where people take photos with him.
Oh my God.
I just feel like, also, if Tom Schwartz wasn't in the mix, I mean you could still have Tom.
Mm-hmm.
You could have opened a restaurant with Tom Sandoval, who mm-hmm. might have sought like better legal counsel to like have Lisa pay him to like license his name and like his vibe for a restaurant. But I feel like eventually it will get to a place like business wise where he's going to have to like cut Schwartz loose.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. I hope that that plays out like on camera.
I would love to watch that.
Yeah. Because like Tom Schwartz may be good for right now, but like long term, he's really bad for business.
No, he, something's going to happen with him.
Yeah.
He's too much of like a drunk. I think there's maybe some other stuff going on. Like, I don't really know what's going on with
like
him.
Yeah, like he's now looking a little bit healthier than he was.
He was like green and gray for a couple episodes.
And I had heard like offline, like behind the scenes, that like he was battling some, like, or he was like, his drinking had gotten really bad. But like that was a plot line that Katie and him like refused to let be shown. And it was like very obvious that something was very, very wrong with him.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, it's just not a good look.
I wonder if it's like, because he had mentioned that he was taking some sort of supplement for like liver health. I wonder if like, yeah, like there's, what is it?
It's like a vitamin type thing?
Yeah, like a vitamin. Okay. But like, I wonder if he had gotten some sort of test that came back to showed that his like liver was...
Oh my God, like shot.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I need to know.
Yeah, I need to
know. I need to know way more.
I need his chart.
Jax's lies were that his parents owned 47% of CVS, that he was in Apocalypto Part 2. That he was a virgin and the Channing Tatum thing.
The virgin one is so weird. Like, why?
Like, why also, you would never, like, no part of me would ever believe that someone like him was a virgin.
No.
If you have a tribal tattoo, you're not a virgin.
No.
Like, period.
Lots of lies.
Sandoval says, I appreciate what you went through with your dad, and I got this shot. But I just want to cheers you right now. And then Schwartz goes, that was a nice workaround.
The three of them. I can't.
Three idiots.
Yeah. Oh, wait. We skipped over when Kristen comes running to Sheena.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't know. She brought the adoption papers with her.
Oh, yeah. And Kristen is like...
Kristen's always the first person there to give you a hug when you're upset.
Yeah.
Or like in a crisis.
Yeah. She's mommy.
Yeah.
If you're crying, Kristen has your back.
But if I was like really upset, I don't know I would want like Kristen's energy around me.
No, that would make me her like frantic, like in your face.
Yeah.
So intense.
He doesn't know.
It would stress me the fuck out. I'd be like, get away from me.
The editing is just so amazing. Like they zoom in on the adoption papers and
of Spot the penguin. Do you think Adam found out when he watched this episode that Sheena
had adopted him?
Yeah.
Yes. Also in the after show, Sheena touches on this.
What'd she say?
She spent $1,000 on the penguin and it's a chick. And she told him later that night, this was never like aired. She's like, I was upset because she's like, when I watched the episode, I was annoyed because the producers didn't put this in there. But he was happy when he saw the penguin and then he got mad again. And then that's kind of it. And they still haven't went to see the penguin together.
What?
No. He refuses to go with her. He said,
what?
He
said, what?
He said to her, we're not a couple, so we should do couple things. And Sheena's response is, this is a best friend thing. So the penguin has not been seen by either of them.
So this fucking orphan penguin.
Yeah. Spot
has not seen its adopted parents.
No.
It's been maybe a year now.
Yeah.
They missed this penguin's entire childhood for their petty relationship bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Adam's insane.
Adam's kind of a dick.
I love that Sheena just takes it though.
Yeah.
She takes it and then just tells people like, I would be... This is why Sheena is the best, is because she's shameless. Mm-hmm. She gets like abused in relationships and then just like tells you about it. Like it's like fact.
If someone said all that shit to me, I would like not tell them ever that I adopted them a penguin.
Yeah, I would not go then on camera and be like, well, then he said he like wouldn't go with me because we can't do a couple things.
Yeah.
And she repeatedly in every interview will say something that Adam did or said to her.
Terrible.
And she's just like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Best friend thing.
Yeah. So are they then now still best friends?
I don't know. Unclear. Sheena, I think, seems to think so. I don't know what Adam is thinking.
Like, your best friend wouldn't also do that to you.
No. Like, you just go to the aquarium, like, okay, let's go see the penguin. He doesn't want to do that.
I would go see the penguin with Sheena.
Oh, yeah, I would love to.
Has she? So she hasn't even been to see the penguin, period.
No, I think she only wants to go with Adam.
This is not about the penguin.
It's not. It's about something deeper.
It's about something way deeper.
Their pasta is Sheena's penguin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. Poor Spot. The person that gets the real shit into the stick is Spot, the penguin.
I know.
Whose mommy and daddy she'll never see. God.
I know.
$1,000 well spent. Raquel, did you see when she goes, she's like, James is like, do you think we'll get married? And they're like, yeah. And then Raquel's like, I see a wedding and a baby's in our future. But then she goes, but first I want to get a job.
Yes.
And then she goes, women today are so involved in the workforce. And that's when Monica comes
in. And it cuts off, yeah, to like bitchy Monica coming in. I was like, wait, go back. I want to hear the rest of this thought. Like, yes, Raquel, women are in the workforce. Like, it's an objectively true statement, but she's acting like this is like a new thing that she needs to be involved in.
Something that she's learned recently is that women are really involved in the workforce.
Oh, that was so good.
She is the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Raquel, like, learns things. Like, she just learned about, like, feminism.
Charles Manson.
Like, she's mentally stuck in the 60s.
Yeah.
Like, her AI has not, like, uploaded the new, like, she's still downloading just basic historical information. Mm-hmm.
There was, like, a little glitch in the system, too.
Yeah.
That's, like, the blank stare.
Yeah. Raquel, like, thinks we're still in the Vietnam War.
Yeah. That's why I'm actually kind of excited for her next season.
Yeah, I think she's going to be great.
It's fun to watch her learn things.
Yeah. She's like, school shootings are horrible. Yeah. Like, Kent State. That was such a tragedy. Like, she is ready to, like, fight for justice.
Yeah.
1969.
Yeah.
She might think Coachella is Woodstock.
Probably.
Stassi and Beau talk to Lisa, who's, like, really happy for them.
Yes, she is.
She gets, like, too wiggly that, like, she's, like, Lisa gets too excited.
Yeah. She sees Stassi as herself, I think. I don't know. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Which,
it's just weird to see Lisa be like giddy with cast members. Which is like, I don't like her being on the same
like
level.
Genuinely happy for them.
Which, like, good for them.
Yeah.
And Beau has a moment where he goes, we're not our parents, you know? And I was like, whoa.
Deep.
Deep.
Really deep.
For this show?
Yeah.
That's really fucking deep.
Yeah.
Sheena then cuts to her fucking drunk with her arm around Mama.
It was amazing. Sitting on her lap, kind of.
Sitting on her lap, just like crying, clutching a bottle.
What was that?
That looked like poppers.
It looked like poppers or like essential oil or something.
Yeah. Maybe it was her essential oil, like lavender to like calm down.
Maybe.
It could have also been like a hangover drink. Like, I feel like
they like those.
They love those little like tiny hangover drinks. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I just want to be happy because it's a happy day. And it's like, she is perfect in this moment.
Yeah, amazing. This is like peak Sheena.
Peak Sheena.
Yeah.
Like, she solidified herself as an iconic princess.
Yes.
Forever. For this scene.
I just love that she's sitting on Brittany's Mama's lap.
Yeah.
And Mama is so supportive.
Mama's like,
she invites her to Kentucky.
You don't need that man. You don't need a man. And she's like, I know. And then like comes to Kentucky. And also when Sheena cries, her face distorts into like the weirdest.
She's gotten thing. So, yeah. It's like, I don't know what's going on there.
It's just like, I think it's when you get so much filler and Botox that like your face is frozen to where it only looks good is like in one way.
Yeah.
So when you try to like have emotion.
Yeah, be expressive.
It's like distorted.
It looked a little strange.
It's like an acid trip or something. Like, it looks like what, like, you know, in, have you seen, like, The Devil's Advocate, where, yeah, like, the devil, yes, demons cut, like, their faces are like, Mah! That's, like, what Sheena's looks like when she cries.
Yeah. Oh, Sheena.
That's why I don't want Sheena to ever be sad.
No. She can only be happy.
I only want happiness for Sheena. Brittany and Jax cut the cake, which basically makes this a wedding.
You don't have cakes, like, you don't have a cutting cake moment at engagement parties.
No.
And did you notice how Brittany cuts it, feeds Jax, feeds herself, and Jax isn't, that's it.
Yeah.
It's like, so like that's their relationship in a nutshell.
Yeah. This is no longer like about them as a couple. It's just like wish fulfillment, yeah, on Brittany's part.
Yeah.
And I feel it's like the having an engagement party be like mirror a wedding to this extent was because I feel like there's a part in the back of Brittany's mind that's like, I may not get this wedding.
We may not get there.
Yeah. Like, yeah, the acknowledgement that like it could, mm-hmm, happen, but it could also very easily not happen. Mm-hmm. So like, let's just like squeeze every wedding thing that I can into this party.
It was weird.
Dawn says it's been a roller coaster. And then it cuts to Sheena drunk and just ranting on the dance floor. She's like throwing her extensions around and she's like, you know what? Maybe I did like fuck that. Maybe I did fuck Ethan because I wanted to show him that like he cares about me. And like, well, so what? What's wrong with that? Like, Sheena's gone off the rails.
Sheena's feeling better after her little chat with Mama.
Yeah. And this is the first time we've seen her like drunk. She was, I think, in years.
Wasted.
She was shit. That's
right. Because she didn't like to drink because of like her like health journey.
Yeah. And she like got skinny. So she really so was skinny. Not like boozing anymore.
Yeah.
But now she's like in a total emotional distress.
She's back.
She's back, baby. I need more of Sheena.
Yeah.
And her dating journey.
Yeah.
She's truly the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. She needs to just, I don't know if she's still hanging out with Adam, but that's not good for her.
Yeah. And also like, Sheena is just like perfect reality show fodder because she's like incapable of like personal growth, mm-hmm, and like learning.
Yeah.
And totally buys into her own bullshit. And like, she like gets into situations like she's like always shocked that she like got to this place, mm-hmm, but has no awareness of like what she did to get herself there. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, she'll be amazing.
It's
TV
great
forever.
To watch, yeah. And don't get me wrong, like, I liked watching Stassi grow over the years, but Sheena's just thrilling to watch.
Yeah. Every moment is a gift with her.
There's no self-awareness.
And Kristen is kind of the same way. Mm-hmm. Like, if you really let Dodie off the leash, she's like, she gives, mm-hmm, a lot. Mm-hmm. But I think she's also like, she's a little too aware.
She's calmed down a lot, yeah.
She's calmed down. She's not like totally self-aware, but like she's aware enough to like hide some of her like iconic dotiness.
Yes.
And Sheena just like is not there.
No.
And like Katie, I think also is totally unself-aware, but she's not fun to watch like be monstrous on camera.
Katie thinks like so highly of herself.
Yeah.
And I just don't like her.
Yeah, she just is not likable.
No.
I think it's like she thinks so highly of herself, but then a person that actually had good self-esteem wouldn't fall into the traps,
yes,
that Katie falls
totally,
into.
Totally, totally.
So it's just like annoying.
Mm-hmm. She's hard to watch.
Yeah. And I liked that this episode had very little Katie.
Very little.
I think the last episode was the same way. And I was like, this is perfect. It had the perfect amount of her.
Yeah.
Which is just like a tit falling out.
Did you notice, though, when her and Tom were dancing and like Sheena and Adam were fighting? She's like, why can't they just like be more like us? She said that to Tom.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Why would anyone ever aspire to be like you in shorts?
Literally no one.
No one.
Sees their relationship. Oh, sorry. No one sees a relationship and is like, goals.
That's what I want. No.
Who does? Like, I'm sure that there are some people that watch. Like,
yeah. Tom, like some young people.
Yeah. They posted, I think Tom posted on his like Instagram stories. He was like, a picture of their like Bubba art and was like, what do you guys think? Is it time to retire it? And like how to vote. And then I thought for sure like it was going to be like 95% yes, yeah, and like 5% no, but it was like 47% yes and then 54% no.
What?
Or something like that. And I realized that that was the most accurate description of like the audience that watches this show.
Yeah.
I think it's like more people watch this show and think like these people are fucking goals, like they're fucking amazing, like I wish I was them, I like dying to be friends with them. Mm-hmm. And then like the other 47% is like,
this is a nightmare,
this is a nightmare, you guys are fucking insane, I love it. Mm-hmm. more mm-hmm. But also like no,
I just can't imagine watching Schwartz and Katie and being like, that's what I want in my life.
Yeah. Having like your vision board,
oh my god,
for a relationship, and then being like, these two, I'm in.
I hate that Bubba artwork. It's bad.
It's awful. They need to auction it, yeah, to someone and like someone give the money to charity.
Yeah.
They need to like auction it and give the money to like a battered wife foundation.
Yeah.
For like co-opting that. Brittany believes that she and Jax are going to live happily ever after.
Of course she does.
I'm like, honey, let's check in a couple years.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And they don't care what the haters say.
Okay.
And that Jax is like, when I was watching this the first time, I was stoned, and I did have a moment where I was like, you know what? Maybe they will be happily ever after. Like, I bought into it for like a second.
And then you watched it again. You're like,
then I watched it again to take notes, and I was like, fuck these people.
I mean, there's moments where you're like, maybe, okay, like maybe this could work.
Yeah.
But as soon as you think back on like Jax and everything he's done, I don't see that in the cards for them.
No.
I don't know.
Only time will tell.
Yeah.
We just have to now wait and see.
Yeah.
Lisa does an ultimate power move when she bonked that beer and leaves.
Yes.
That was incredible.
It was amazing. She looked great doing it.
Did she practice that?
I don't know. She said she's never done it before.
I cannot bong a beer. I can't chug anything.
Me neither.
I've never been able to in
my
life.
I've done it once and it like exploded on my face and it was like, I've never wanted to do that again.
Yeah. It's just never a skill that I've had. Like I certainly, like how did she do that?
I have no idea. And it was like a lot of beer.
It was a lot of beer. I feel like it was also like an unexpected, like no one really saw it coming, and she just like low key straight up just like
funneled beer
and then was like bye,
opened her throat up and left,
wrapped her lips around that and like just but like classily like low key chugged like four beers.
It was insane. She was wearing like the tightest white dress, her red bra showing, just funneling beer.
I love that she wore a red dress, or the dress was similar to Britney's dress.
I know.
You cannot upstage.
I was like, really, Lisa?
Yeah, that was pretty rude.
Like another, like just like a little slight to them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Always undermining.
Yeah. She's like, I can do this. I'm going to do this.
Damn. I love that Lisa has to like prove to them that she's like better than them.
Constantly. And like they all know it.
Yeah.
They constantly talk about it.
But then, like, Ariana's like, I hope that one day we'll, like, get your respect. And Lisa's like, lol, as if.
Like, no.
Yeah. Well, the season has fully, like, come to an end.
So sad.
Sad, but also need them to, like, make some life changes. Yeah. And, like, get better at being on TV.
Yes.
For next season.
Find some new servers.
Yeah, find some new servers. Fuck some people.
Yes.
Like, do fucking something. Because it's not okay.
I have a quick question though. Like, are we gonna see the wedding next season?
Yeah.
Because the wedding's in like June.
It's in June. They're gonna be filming it.
Okay.
I think it's gonna just be worked into the actual season.
Okay.
They might be like filming now. I don't know like what the schedule's gonna be like, but I did read that like they're not gonna do like a spinoff for the wedding.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which like we don't really need that. Just like work it in.
Okay.
I feel like Stassi will get a spinoff.
I think so too.
When it comes time for her and Beau to like get married and
she
have a baby.
She can carry a spinoff though.
Yeah.
Brittany and Jax, I just don't want to see that.
It's too much darkness.
Yeah.
It's like if you gave Tom and Katie a spinoff, like I'd watch it, but it would suck the living soul out of me.
Yeah.
But yeah, Stassi has like what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dodie has what it takes.
Oh, I would watch that.
Yeah.
100%.
Detective Dodie. I'd watch her just like
love her.
Angrily texting on her phone for like 30 minutes.
Yes.
Just for like the facial expressions.
Yeah. I love her.
I love her. Thanks so much for being on the pod.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at Bob's Discount Furniture.
We're going to get into the bonus episode. We're going to listen to the recent ep of Shenanigans and do a live roast. Hopefully learn more about our queen, Sheena, and answer reader mail. And more. So if you want to tune into that, you can do so at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And that's all she wrote. Until next week. Bye.
I know I'm feeling, cause I know.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.